few months ago, my old station wagon needed some repairs, so we rented a GM minivan for a couple of weeks. Sitting up front in those comfortable captain's chairs, my husband and I almost forgot we had three children in the back, to say nothing of a very large dog. It was heaven. No elbowing, no squabbling, and no fighting. Even the dog loved it. The thing was so comfortable that it almost lulled my environmental consciousness to sleep. I'd been resisting buying a minivan for years, despite considerable protest from the back seat. But after having enjoyed the comfort of one, it was pretty difficult to go back to my old station wagon. I've got to be honest here. If the price tag wasn't quite so hefty, I'd probably be driving one right now. After all, I rationalized, how much harm can one minivan do anyway? It turns out, plenty. A study done for the Canadian government says that greenhouse gas emissions have gone up 7% since 1990. The study identified SUVs, minivans, and light trucks as the culprit. And this is despite advances in fuel efficiency and car design. In Canada alone, sales of these vehicles are up 34% since 1990. All of a sudden, consumer choice starts having a major impact on an issue nobody thought they could do anything about. Now, for years, environmentalists have been trying to convince us that what we do as individuals can actually make a difference. And now this new study confirms what I think we've really known all along. You don't get something for nothing. Sure, these vehicles are wonderfully spacious and comfortable, but they're also very costly. And I'm not just talking about the price tag.